place to fall. If you close off your whole heart, then you won't feel at all. Sipping like a floorboard, jumping down the drain. If I fall in love again, I'll die from another pain.
In today's news, a string of thefts in Prospect Park, a case of theft on Summit Street, and updates on the state of summer B term courses at EMU. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast.
Now I'm so sorry. I think this may be the end to our story. I keep telling you how I'm so sorry. I think this may be the end to our story.
A hooded woman was caught on camera breaking into multiple cars within the Prospect Park neighborhood. Around 1:30 a.m. on the 21st, several members of Facebook group Ypsilanti Area Discussions stated that personal items like wallets and credit cards were stolen from their vehicles. Opinions editor here at the Eastern Echo, Heather Weigel, had her car stolen on the same morning from her apartment lot on Summit Street. Her wallet was stolen as well. The cards it contained were last used at Tom's Party Store as well as several Ypsilanti gas stations. Police have yet to confirm whether this case is related to the incidents in Prospect Park. Anyone with information concerning these cases or similar break-ins is encouraged to call the Ypsilanti Police Department at 734-483-9510. We'll be back with more news after this quick message from our senior producer.
The Eastern Echo Podcast wants your music. Eastern Michigan University's newspaper, The Eastern Echo, is looking for Ypsilanti musicians and artists to provide intro and outro music for their weekly news podcast.
The Eastern Echo wants to showcase the talent of local Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor musicians through their podcast. Original songs you submit may play at the beginning and the end of a weekly episode, with your name or group's name added to the credits to broaden your listening audience.
If you're a local artist looking to boost your music and image, send in samples of your original work now to tinyurl.com/echopodmusic. Provide up to 5 samples of your music, a short bio, and contact information, and the Echo Podcast team may use your work in upcoming episodes of the show. What are you waiting for? Send your music to tinyurl.com/echopodmusic to get your music on the Eastern Echo Podcast.
EMU's Summer A courses are fully online, but the fate of Summer B courses have yet to be decided. President James Smith has stated that the university is considering offering hybrid courses. A hybrid course may start online, but hold a number of face-to-face classes on campus during the term. As of April 24th, EMU does not anticipate being fully online for the fall 2020 semester. Finally, in case you missed it, the university recently announced the sale of the Owen Building. The current home of the College of Business is being bought by a private party. Their identity and intentions have yet to be announced. College of Business staff were previously set to continue summer interactions in Halley Library, but new instructions in light of the pandemic have yet to be announced. The College of Business will move back to Central Campus in Boone Hall. Renovations on Boone Hall will begin in the fall of 2020. They're expecting to take 26 to 28 months following the sale of the Owen Building. In sports news, offensive lineman Steven Nielsen and defensive back Kevin McGill have both signed NFL contracts. Nielsen has signed with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and McGill has signed to play with the Los Angeles Chargers. Congratulations to both men, and best of luck in your future in the NFL. That's all for news. As always, you can find full-length articles on these stories at easternecho.com. Our music today comes from brother and sister duo XD with their song A. That's A-Y-Y. Teddy Kazmierski, one half of the duo, has stated that XD aims to, quote, make music that knows no genre, taking influences from the genres they listen to and combining it into energetic, fun songs, end quote. From Oregon, Ohio, this is Liz Horniak saying thank you for washing your hands and staying 6 feet apart. I'll see you next Monday on the Eastern Echo Podcast. The Eastern Echo Podcast is produced by Lauren Smith. This episode was written by Ronya Isabel Kabunzug.
This was an Eastern Echo Podcast.